This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. The Afghanistan war ended with an odd unity between sworn enemies. That's the Taliban and Americans. They both agreed the goal of getting the United States out, and they both had a stake in the evacuation operation after a deadly attack by a common foe, which is an offshoot of the Islamic State group. As witnessed by the Associated Press reporters in Kabul, as and as told by people AP interviewed from all sides, the war ended with episodes of brutality, enduring trauma, a massive if fraught humanitarian effort, and goodbyes and waves instead of bullets from the Taliban now in control. A U.S. Official says the United States plans to send Afghan evacuees who require more screening to a site in Kosovo. There, the official says that they may be housed for up to 1 year for further processing. The official spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity in order to discuss the plans. It is the first U.S. word on its intentions for handling some evacuees who fall and fail to clear initial security screening or otherwise require more processing. U.S. President Joe Biden will visit all three 9/11 memorial sites to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks and pay his respects to the nearly 3,000 people killed that day. The White House says Biden will be visiting Ground Zero in New York City, the Pentagon, and the memorial near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. More at voanews.com. This is VOA.